Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Praise Yahweh, saints. I said, praise Yahweh, saints. Hallelujah. He is good, and his mercy does endure forever. It's a blessing to be sharing with you today. We want to go to Acts, the first chapter and the second verse. I was telling you guys last week, well, I don't like to wait. Did y'all understand that? Some of you don't like to wait either. But there's a process in waiting that he revealed to us. And so when we look at Acts, the first chapter, Acts, first chapter. And it says, the second verse says, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he, through the Holy Ghost, had given commandments unto the apostles that he had chosen, third, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion of many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of Yahweh. So after his resurrection, he appeared unto his disciples for 40 days. He was shaping their hearts and minds and preparing them for something that was to come. And the fourth verse says, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, ye have heard of me. There are promises. What are promises? Those are the things that Yahweh provides us that he says he's going to do. He says he's going to perform in our behalf, for our benefit, for us, because he loves us and wants to provide something for us. Amen. Tell yourself, those are my promises. These are my promises. Why? Because these are things that is promised. Now, let me tell you something. If Yahweh, it promises something to you, it's going to happen. Now, how many of you have experienced man's promises? Woman's promises, right? But what happens 85 to 90% of the time? Somebody said flaked. Somebody said whoop. Mother said whoop. Disperses. But I'm so glad that I serve a God that his promises don't evaporate. His promises always come to pass. His promises are sure. His promises are true. So when Yahweh promises you something, you better get ready to receive it. Say, get ready. Because the promise is something that I need to get ready for. I need to prepare for, right? So that's what he's saying. Wait on the what? Wait for that promise. Tell your neighbor it's coming. It's coming. It's a sure thing. But what happens to us, we get impatient because it doesn't happen in our time. And instead of holding out in faith and holding out in belief for the long-term blessing, we want to take a short-term shortcut. I want it now. He's like, okay, if you want it now, it's not what I promised. But you just get to be prepared for whatever you get because you did not wait. And so he's saying this whole process between Passover and Shavuot, Jubilee, the 50 days, translated 50 is Pentecost, just means 50. It's a process of waiting. But in waiting, we find out that we're counting the days. What does that mean? We found out that it means we're in anticipation. Right. So as those days count down, 49, 48, 46. But what happens every time you do a countdown? What happens? You get closer and closer. And so this whole process of Seraphit HaOmer, the counting of the days, that process is supposed to get you in a mindset that what am I going to do with this 50 days? I'm going to draw closer. While I'm waiting, these are the things that's happened. Say, these are the things that's happening while I'm waiting. Number one, we get so impatient, but if you just wait, the time draws closer. And so in that time of drawing closer, you should draw closer. He says, if you draw nigh to me, I what? Draw nigh unto you. So what are we doing? We're in anticipation because Yahweh is about to do something. Do you believe that he's about to do something? You got to believe that. And so he says, don't what? He says, and assembled together with them, commanded them, don't depart. You should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith ye, you have what? You've heard of me. So this is something that has been promised when? Let's go somewhere. Let's go here to, I love this, you have heard of me. So this is Yeshua that's doing this talking, right? Let's hear what Yeshua has to say about this. And so we're going to go to, this is where I want to go. Mark, 16th chapter. Because it says, saith ye have what? Heard of me. So let's go to Mark, the 16th chapter. Mark 16, let's go to 17. What is going to happen? What is he going to provide for me if I wait? Let's find out. He said there was going to be a promise of the Father, which saith, you have heard of me. Now, let's find out what Yeshua has to say about this promise. The 16th chapter, the 17th verse. And it says what? Well, first of all, what kind of Bible y'all got? King James. King. And what color are the letters? What does red letters mean? Tell your neighbor Yeshua said it. And if Yeshua said it, I believe it. Right? Because this, anybody ever heard of the adage straight from the horse's mouth? I ain't gonna believe it until I hear it what? Straight from the horse's mouth. Where'd that come from? Lord have mercy. But in the gospel, stuff comes right from Yahweh. Directly what? From him. And if he says it, it's true. And this is him, Yeshua speaking. And these signs Hold up, hold up. Somebody say evidence. Why do I need evidence? Because I want a confirmation that what is being presented to me is, say, legit. If you act like you don't understand, let me break it down. I need some evidence. So he says, okay, for all you people out there that wants to know what the evidence is, for all you people out there that want to know if this is legit or not, let me tell you what to look for. So he said, these what? Signs shall follow. What that mean? That means wherever you see these signs being manifested, those are my peoples. Those are my boys. Those are my sisters. Those are the ones that are carrying forth. Those are the ones that are waited. Those are the ones that have waited and have anticipated and have counted down and have prepared themselves and have presented themselves worthy of the promise, and I have bestowed unto them the promise. And you'll know that they got the promise because you're going to see some evidence. You're going to see some stuff happen. And it's not, the stuff is not happening in their name. The stuff is happening in my name. What is that? So he says, these signs are going to follow them. But hold up. There's a qualifier to the signs being manifested. Well, these people have to do something. And what do they have to do? They got to believe. While you're counting down, while you're waiting, while you're anticipating, you got to be believing. Is there anybody believing today in the promises? We got to believe. Because the promise, tell your neighbor, the promises are still here. They're here. This is what bothers me. People think that we have gone beyond the Church of Acts. We are still the Church of Acts. The stuff that was taking place in the name of Yeshua. Ooh, I don't want to get too far ahead. Because when you hear about some of the stuff that was taking place, the same things that were happening in the Church of Acts, ooh, they should still be happening today. We are still in the Church of Acts. The Church of Acts, the manifestation of the Holy Ghost, should still be in operation. Holy Ghost was so powerful, so dynamic, that even a shadow of the apostle would pass over people and the people were healed just by the shadow. That's power. So it says, these signs shall follow them that believe in my name. They shall cast out devils. Hey, anybody need devils cast out? Anybody need to be operating in that dunamis power? See, every day you're confronted with devils. Devils! Hey, when you go to work, somebody say devils! When you are on the bus stop or a gas station, train, plane, automobiles, devils. I hate to say it, but sometimes when you go home, spirits, they're waiting whether you are believing it or not. Hey, sometimes when you come to church, devils! It's the truth. It's the truth. But he said something about, he said, I know that my people, they're going to be surrounded by devils. We talked about in Bible study that he says, I send you as sheep into among wolves. What are the wolves? Devils! Because
exist. So he says, I know that my people are going to be amongst the devil, so I need to provide some things to them. And so it says, in my name, they're going to what? What does that mean? See, it's okay. Saints, it's okay if you come in contact with the devil. With a devil. Tell your neighbor, it's okay. Because all we're going to do, we're going to cast them out. And like we talked about in Bible study, we're going to bang on them. We're banging on devils. We ain't banging on people. We banging on devils. And I told the people in the Bible study, I said, once you become a child of Yahweh and you're endued with that power from on high, your picture is on the wall at hell's post office. And with your picture, it says, hell's most wanted. Why? Because when he fills you with the Holy Ghost, you have become a banger. All I want to know is if we got some holy bangers up in here that's going to cast out the devil. Tell your neighbor, it's okay to bang. As long as it's holy. Who banging? No, holy banging. That's what we do. We about that life. And so it says, aren't you? And so it says, they're going to not only are they going to cast out devils, they shall. Say they shall. They shall. Who shall? We shall. Tell your neighbor, you shall. What shall I do? I'm going to be speaking with some new tongues. That's a holy language that he's provided us. That's some power. That's some evidence. So this is what they're going to do. They're going to what? Speak with what? New tongues. They're going to what? Take up serpents. And this is, tell your neighbor, this is spiritual. This is Nahashim. This is spiritual. Tell your neighbor, don't be messing with that rattlesnake. They have some folks that's like, okay, we gonna take up serpents and rattlesnakes. And how many of them got bit? All of them. When he says, give us the power to tread over serpents and scorpions over all the folks. Say powers of the enemy. Okay, so your garden rattlesnake. It's not the power that he's talking about. Tell it it's deeper than that. So leave the snakes alone. Need the real snakes alone. Now, when it comes to them spiritual snakes, we gonna do some damage. And so it says they're gonna take up the serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, there's some deadly things out there. But what happens? It shall not. What? Hurt them. Anybody need protection like that? Because there's some stuff out there. That's why I even tell people, you need to invoke the power every time you sit down to a meal. Every time you sit down at a restaurant. Because there's some stuff out there that you can come in contact with. But if you come in contact with it, praise Yahweh, even if you take it up, it will not hurt you. Anybody need that kind of power operating in their life? All right. So it says they're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I don't know about you, but see, some people wait for the corporate setting, and in the corporate setting, they wait for the apostle or they wait for the pastor, or they wait for the ministers. Please lay hands on me. I need healing. I'm sick. And what we do is we add our faith to your faith. And when we come into the corporate setting, we just might have a laying on of hands. But what you gonna do when it's Monday or Tuesday, Wednesday or Thursday, and you call to the office and Pastor Tom is unavailable to receive your phone call. The apostle is out of the office. The ministers are at their jobs. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when ain't no other, you say, quote unquote, prayers around? Well, he knew that there'd be times like that. So he said, I'm gonna give you power. And in that power, you can lay hands on yourself, saints. Come on, you can lay hands on yourself and you will recover. Who needs the power to lay hands on themselves? Hallelujah. Are any of my brothers and sisters out here that have the Holy Spirit? If one of us are not available, any of you, look around this room. There is some power. Because any of these people that are operating in the right spirit have the power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I tell people like that all the time. I was like, you ain't got to wait for me. Oh, no, I need to get you to my church so they can lay hands on you. Saints, any saints in the house? Any believers in the house? Let me tell you, any believers in the house, raise your hand. Raise that hand. Now, look at that hand. As you look at that hand, by the power of Yahweh, has given the authority to be used in the laying on of hands, and the sick shall recover. Yeah, you use your hands to clap, but you can also use your hands for healing. Why? Because it said these signs shall follow them that what? Believe. Any believers in the house? That's the evidence of that. And so it says what? So then, after the Lord Yeshua had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of Yahweh. And they went forth. Who is they? The disciples went forth and what? Preached everywhere. And Yahweh what? Working with them and confirming the word. Come on. What is the confirming the word? It's the evidence. Say evidence. And so there were what? Evidence. It was evidence of the word with signs what? Following. Man, let me tell you something. Yahweh needs some saints that are going to spend more time being saved than time trying to get saved. You're not following me. See, a lot of believers spend too much time trying to get saved. He already saved you 10 years ago. And every day you struggling to stay saved. I'm just trying to stay safe. You got the power. Just be saved. Because there's some stuff that he wants to do. There's some signs following that he needs you to operate in. But he needs you to stop spending your time just trying to stay safe and get saved. He needs you to be saved so you can operate in the signs. Instead of you fighting sin, I'm fighting sin every day. Come on, man. Come on, woman. You done already graduated past that point. You should be laying on of hands. There should be some signs following. There should be some people being saved. There should be some deliverance popping off. Because he done already given you the power to save you. What you wrestling with sin every day for? Tell your neighbor, operate in the power. Operate in the power. There's always going to, that's why he gave you the power. Because he said there's going to be spurts. There's going to be serpents. There's going to be all kinds of stuff out there. There's going to be stuff trying to come against you. There's going to be stuff trying to hurt you. So I've given you the power to go head on and just step on over that. Just step over it. Just step on it. The church needs the saints of Yahweh to stand up and start performing in the power that he's given us. We would have more people saved. We would have more miracles taken. Because it said, these signs shall follow them that believe. I don't know about you, but I want some signs and wonders. Anybody want some signs and wonders? That's what we need to be operating in. So this is what he's doing for it. So let's go. Let's go back to Acts, the first chapter, and fifth verse. Acts 1:5. If you got it, say, I got it. For Yohanan truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost. Ooh, what is baptized in the Holy Ghost? Baptized means there's a difference between bapto and baptizo. See, bapto, the Greek word bapto, was just a sprinkling. Anybody got damp from just, you know, it tried to rain last week. But the reason why it didn't is because I was praying that the waters would be held back in Long Beach, California, so that they would not stop the digging process, that it would not impede on what they were doing. And guess what? It did not rain in Long Beach, California. I'm sorry for some of you that live in Long Beach and you wanted the rain, but Yahweh answered prayer. And we held back the rain. But now the rain tried, it tried to just sprinkle a little bit. And as it started to sprinkle, I said, hold off. So what happened was that there was just a little dampness. So that's what bapto is. It's just a little dampness. You just got a little wet. But baptizo. Baptizo means a full immersion, a complete soaked, a complete saturation, a complete dipping under. And then when you come out, it is evidence that you have been completely saturated with that water. So when we see baptized in this instance, it's not bapto, saints, it's baptizo. So he says, you have been experienced a full immersion in the water, but I'm going to provide a full immersion of the Holy Ghost. Not many days hence, what's going to happen? That Holy Ghost is going to fall so thick and so powerful, it's going to completely drench you. It's going to completely take you over. It's going to completely fill you. Anybody want a baptizo of the Holy Ghost? I want to be completely. And that's what he said was going to happen, right? Not many days hence. Why? He said, I need to let you know that it's imminent. It's going to come. But sometimes, you know how y'all saints are. Can you just give me an indication that is coming? Can you just give me a sign? Can you just let me know that? And so he's so merciful and gracious and loving. He says, you know what? It's not going to be many days. Meaning that, hold on. It's coming. Because all of you guys have those moments where I need you to give me something to hold on to, Yahweh. Well, he's saying, I need you, you can hold on to my word. But if you just need a little, and sometimes he'll just show that little ray of light. What do we call that? The light at the what? End of the tunnel. Because sometimes, tell your neighbor, sometimes Yahweh knows you need that. In the darkness, he knows that you need that little light ray to break through. Oh, yes, he is working. I see a little something. We found that in the Bible. He said they were looking for rain. And they looked up and said, I see a small cloud. Wait, hold up. They were looking for rain, but it was clear skies. And Yahweh knew that the people just needed It's like we need clouds for rain. And so they looked up in the sky, in that clear sky, and somebody says, I see a cloud a size of a man's fist. And what happened? What happened in that cloud the size of a man's fist? Got closer, and it grew and grew. And what happened? Rain. He says, it's going to happen not many days hence. Guess what began to form in the spirit realm? There was a cloud about the size of a man's hand. What happened? Let's go. Acts the second chapter. Because we asked for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. We ask for an outpouring of what Yahweh, an outpouring of blessings. And that's what he does. He provides. There's something about water. There's something about when he talks about water. What happens? That's how he is. Say it's a refreshing. Say somebody it's a renewing. What happens after a good rain? Things grow. You can see clearer. And here in Southern California, when it rains, we can smell. It smells a little sweeter, don't it? It just cleanses the air, right? Can you imagine something spiritual coming around that does that same thing? Something spiritual that's going to refresh. Something spiritual that's going to renew. And so, and when the day of Pentecost, somebody say fully come. What does that mean? It means that there was some things happening and manifesting in the spiritual atmosphere as we built up to the day, as we built up to the 50. There was anticipation. Somebody say anticipation. Anybody anticipating a move of Yahweh? No, 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 no. Anybody really anticipating a move of Yahweh, a manifestation of the power, right? So as you're waiting, even though your blessing has not fully come, you can thank him right now. You can praise him right now. Because you know it's imminent. You know he's going to do something. The song says, don't wait till the battle's over. You can what? And that's what he's saying. He's saying, while you guys are in this anticipation, I need you to thank me for it. And one of the things that's come to my spirit, Yahweh has already given us the building, already paid for, already deeded. Everything in the natural is already done. Everything has already been promised. Right? Everything has, the carpet has been laid. The paint has already been done. The furniture has been purchased. All of the peripherals and everything that needs to be in there is done. And so we know that it's imminent. But see, what he needs his people to do before we get in there, he don't need y'all to just be, when we gonna get up in here? When how long we gonna be up in here? How long we gonna be at the Grand? We are a group. We are a body. We are a church. He needs his people to thank him and praise him for what he's done. He needs his people to praise him for what he's manifesting, for what he's doing, what he's done, what he's provided, what he's brought us from. He brought us from a mighty long way, but we're not acting thankful enough. We're not praising him enough. We're not showing that we have an anticipation. But yeah, there's just a few of y'all, but what about the church? Can the church collectively thank him and praise him what's about to manifest? is the atmosphere that he dwells in. He inhabits that atmosphere. Thank you, Yahweh. But see, that's the anticipation. That's what you do in anticipation. And so the beauty of it is that these people, what you saw manifested here just a few moments ago, that's what was manifested in that place. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one accord, in one place. Wasn't nobody tripping. Wasn't nobody complaining. Wasn't nobody illing. That place was so filled with anticipation. It was a combustible. If you lit a match, it was about to blow up. Right? And so they were all in one accord in one place. And because of the anticipative atmosphere that was created, because of what was going on, then something began to happen. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. You know what I love about this rushing mighty wind part? The name, the Hebrew name for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, is Ruha Kodesh. Somebody say Ruha Kodesh. You know what that means interpreted? It's the very breath of God. The rushing, mighty wind, the Holy Ghost, the Ruha. Somebody say Ruha. Kodesh. When you see it's Holy Ghost, that's cool. That's English. It's okay. It's great. But when you go to the Hebrew, Ruha, there's just something in that sound. There's just something in the sound that is created when you say Ruha Kodesh. It's the very wind and the breath of God. And it what? It filled the whole house where they were sitting. And then appeared unto them. Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa. Along with that wind appeared unto them what? Cloven tongues, like as a fire. And what did it do? It set up on what? Each of them. You guys are not connecting completely with what Yahweh is doing here. He is providing a supernatural manifestation of his spirit, a supernatural manifestation of his power. And it happened when everybody was in one accord and what? One place. Because what happens in unity? He what? Commands the blessings, even life. What? Forevermore. Anybody want the Holy Ghost fire to be manifested? Right? And so it began to sit on them, and they were all filled. So they were, it said all. How many people are left out of all? They were all what? Filled with the Holy Ghost. And began to what? Speak in other tongues as the Spirit of Yahweh gave them utterance. It was an atmosphere of power. It was an atmosphere of praise. It was an atmosphere of authority. It was an atmosphere of triumph and victory that can be manifested even right now in this place. If it's people that are called by their names would just call on him and praise him. Can we just praise him for the Holy Ghost? Can we just thank him for the power that was manifested on that day? Praise Yahweh for the Holy Ghost. For the Holy Ghost. Power. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you for the power, Yahweh. Yay. Thank you for the praise. That's the power that we're talking about. And Yahweh's saying, I need my people. He's saying, I need my people to acknowledge me. I need my people to begin to come together. I need my people to start confessing me and speaking me. He just wants to know that we thank him for what he's done. We thank him for what he's about to do. Hey, and I'm saying, can we just praise him for just a few moments? Yay! Thank you, Father. Yay! Thank you, Father. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yay! Yay! For the power. Hey, thank you, Father. Yay! He's real. He's real. He's real. Yay! Oh, the Shandarabase. Oh, Father Yahweh, we thank you for your power.